This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we can settle for a lesser vision of our lives. In this series, we're talking about all the ways that we settle sometimes for less than God's best. We use the story of the lame man at the beautiful gate in the book of Acts to underscore this point. So first, here are a few interesting facts. This man is about 40 years old, and he's been lame since birth. So this is all he knew. This is the only vision he had of his life, seeing himself as a cripple. We also know that he was brought to this gate almost every day around the same time. So he enlisted others to also buy into this lesser vision of his life. So, but one day he was doing what he always does, sitting outside the temple begging for money, when Peter crossed his path. He asked Peter for money, but Peter chose to heal him instead. And when this man rose to his feet and saw that he was able to stand and walk on his own, he was overwhelmed with joy and praised God all the way into the temple. Sometimes you can live a certain way for so long, it becomes your truth. It's all you know. It's been this way all your life. And in the end, you hold a lesser vision of your life's purpose and you end up settling. God uses a lame man of 40 years to show you what's possible with him. So where in your life today are you settling? And as you think about that, hold on to my favorite scripture. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Jeremiah 29:11. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, stop settling.